106. Quick thinking. Lydia gazed across the restaurant at the woman dressed in elegant garments. She was a good example of a genteel woman, Lydia thought. Lydia looked back down at the piece she had been reading in the local gazette. It was an article about the science of genetics. It made Lydia wonder whether gentility might be a product of genetic engineering. Could that be the genesis? If so, she was doomed. She was meeting her rich boyfriend's family next weekend. She would never be able to fit in with the gentry. Sometimes I feel as plain and insignificant as a gear in a giant machine, said Lydia. I don't think you're a gear, Ruth giggled. But even if you were, at least you would be working towards generating something useful. Frankly, I think you are more like a precious gem in a jewelry store. In fact, you're like a diamond in the rough. Please don't jibe me, Lydia said. I feel as repulsive and small as one of those deadly germs often portrayed in the horror movie genre. I'm not trying to mock you, said Ruth. It was a genuine observation. You are the most genial person I know. People born in the North are known for their manners. Thanks, replied Lydia. That was a very kind generalization. However, I was born in the South. Can you generalize about people in the South? Ruth stuttered. Ruth reached into her pocket and realized that she didn't bring enough money to pay her half of the restaurant bill. I know, said Ruth. People born in the South are known for being very generous. By the way, can I please borrow $5 from you?